This lesson discusses how the recycle bin is used for holding deleted files and folders and retrieving file and folder information after they have been deleted. It also discusses how the recycle bin affects the amount of available hard drive space on your computer. At some point, the time will come when you'll want to delete a file or a folder. Now, if your computer's like mine, deleting unnecessary folders and files may be a weekly task to keep it from getting cluttered. When you delete items, they are temporarily stored in the recycle bin. Think of the recycle bin as a virtual trash can that manages your virtual trash. It can be a very handy tool, especially if you accidentally delete something. Let's make sure we're on the desktop. Press your Windows key M to minimize all applications and put your focus there. I'll press my Windows key M now.
Left Windows M, desktop, list view, Excel, 9 of 14. To move to items, use the arrow keys.
Now, your focus should be on the desktop, where you'll find the recycle bin. I happen to land on the Excel icon. What I'd like to do is press the letter R until I land on the recycle bin. Remember, if you have more than one item on your desktop that begins with the letter R, you'll need to press that key several times until you hear recycle bin. I'm going to press the letter R now.
R, recycle bin.
I'm going to open the recycle bin by pressing the Enter key.
Enter. Recycle bin, list view, not selected, connect to the int, ...\\windows\\all\u\8\9\01923am, shortcut 1. 1 of 10. To move to items, use the arrow keys.
JAWS announced a lot of useful information. First, JAWS read the title of the program, which is Recycle Bin. Second, the type of window control, a list view, was announced. We were told next the name of the unselected item that is in the list view, and the total number of items in that view. And finally, since tutor mode is still active, we were advised how to move around in this view. The Recycle Bin window has a title bar, a menu bar, and a status bar. The primary control in which you navigate the Recycle Bin is the list view. If you need to refresh your memory on how to navigate in the list view, use the JAWS key command for screen-sensitive help, Insert plus Function key F1. Feel free to take a moment and stop the tape and listen to the information this keystroke will give you. Just for review, this help message will pop up on the screen. You can read it as you would a regular document with your arrow keys, your previous and next word keystrokes. You can copy and select text from this message and paste it into other word processing files. Remember to press the Escape key to close the help window and go back to the list view in the recycle bin. I'll press Insert plus F1 now, and let's listen to what it tells us.
Within this list view, press the first letter of an item to move to it. Link list JAWS hotkeys. Press Escape to close this message.
Okay, so I'll press Escape to get rid of this message and go back to the list view in the recycle bin.
Escape, not selected, connect to the int, ...\\windows\\all\u\8\9\01923am, shortcut 1, 1 of 10.
The recycle bin occupies an adjustable amount of storage space on your computer. Therefore, you will not find every item you ever deleted here. Typically, 10% of your hard drive space is reserved for the recycle bin. The recycle bin manages this space by operating on a first-in, first-out basis. Once items are deleted from the recycle bin, they are permanently deleted and cannot be removed. I've landed on a file called connecttotheinternet... You may land on something different in your recycle bin. If I wanted to delete this folder or this file from the recycle bin, I would simply press the space bar to select it, and then I could use the delete key to delete it from the recycle bin. Remember, because this is a list view, I could select specific groups of items to delete by selecting either a contiguous or a non-contiguous group. You also have the option to delete all the contents at once. I will show you how to do this in just a couple of minutes. You may recall, in the Windows Explorer lesson, we deleted a folder called Text Manuals. I'm going to press the letter T to move to the Text Manuals folder.
T, Text Manuals.
I can cut or copy this folder and paste it on my desktop within the Windows Explorer program. I can also perform a right mouse click and open its context menu. A context menu is a specific menu for selected items. I'm going to restore this folder to its original location, and this choice is found in the context menu. We'll talk about two ways to open the context menu. First, you can use the context key discussed earlier to open this menu. Remember, the context key is the third key to the right of your spacebar on your typing keyboard. I'll press this key now.
Applications context menu to move through items, press up or down arrow, restore E.
JAWS announced context menu, and the first menu item is the restore option. Before I explore this menu further, I want to show you a third technique to open a context menu using the mouse. Let's press the escape key now to leave this menu.
Escape context menu restore leaving menus text manuals.
My application focus, which is tracked by the PC cursor, is back in the list view. By routing my JAWS cursor or the mouse pointer to my PC cursor, I can do a right mouse click and open the same context menu. I'm going to route my JAWS cursor to my PC cursor by pressing the JAWS keyboard command Insert plus Numpad minus. I'll press that key combination now. Insert Numpad minus.
Route JAWS to PC.
Now the mouse pointer is focused on the text manual folder. Performing a right mouse click will open up the context menu. I'm going to press the right mouse button, which is the asterisk key on the numeric keypad.
Right mouse button, context menu, to move through items, press up or down arrow, restore E.
JAWS announced that I again opened the context menu and my focus is on the first menu choice, which is restore. I'm going to explore this context menu by pressing down arrow.
Cut E.
JAWS said, cut T. Selecting this item would remove the text manuals folder from the recycle bin and temporarily place it on the clipboard. I'm going to press the down arrow key to move to the next menu item.
Delete D.
JAWS spoke delete D. If I select this item, the text manual folder will be permanently removed from the recycle bin. I'm going to press down arrow one more time.
Properties R.
JAWS announced, properties R. If I select this item, the computer would display important information about this selected item, such as the type of file, the size, and the date it was created and deleted. I want to restore this file to its original location. I'm going to press my down arrow key once again to return to the restore option.
Restore E.
You want to be careful when restoring a selected group of files and folders. If there is another file on your computer containing the same name as the file you wish to restore, the computer will stop you and ask whether you want to replace it. If the computer does not find a duplicate, it will simply restore the file to its original location, and the focus will return to the list view. I'm going to press the Enter key now to restore the text manual folder.
Enter, leaving menus, text manuals.
My focus has returned to the list view. There was no other folder called text manuals, so the computer simply restored it. I can empty the entire contents of my recycle bin all at once. When you do this, remember, there's no way of retrieving those items because the recycle bin is the last stop for those items before they are permanently deleted from your computer. The menu choice to empty the recycle bin is located in the File menu. I'm going to open the File menu by pressing the key combination of Alt plus the letter F, as in File.
Alt F, menu active, empty recycle bin, to move through items, press up or down arrow, B.
JAWS announced the first menu choice, which is empty the recycle bin. If I press Enter, or the letter B, now, the entire contents of my recycle bin will be deleted. A safety feature has been written into this program because the computer will stop you to confirm your deletions. Depending on what items are in your recycle bin, such as system, hidden, or read-only files or programs, the computer will stop you and verify that you do actually want to delete those items. If you don't want to delete those items, tab to the No button when you get that message and press Enter. I'm going to empty the recycle bin now by pressing the Enter key.
Enter leaving menus. Confirm multiple file delete dialog. Are you sure you want to delete these 9 items? Yes button. To activate, press spacebar, Alt Y.
I'm going to go ahead and press the spacebar because this is exactly what I want to do.
Space. List view. Not selected. Show test.ppsc colon backslash my documents 11/16/00955am Microsoft PowerPoint .87. 9 of 9. To move to items, use the arrow keys.
The focus has been placed back in the recycle bin window, yet there are no items in the list view because we deleted them. We're finished working in the recycle bin, so I'd like to exit the program. To close the recycle bin window, I can press Alt plus Function Key F4 now. I'll press Alt F4 now.
Alt F4.
Since I didn't hear anything as far as where I am on the system at this point in time, let's press Windows key M to return to the desktop list view.
Left window M, desktop list view, recycle bin 6 of 14. To move to items, use the arrow keys.
We landed back on the recycle bin since that was the last item we were on when we left the desktop. You can adjust the settings for the recycle bin, such as the amount of storage space and other options, by opening the Recycle Bin Properties dialog. To open the Properties dialog, I can simply press the Windows key combination Alt plus Enter now. So I'll press Alt Enter. Let's see what happens.
Alt Enter Recycle Bin Properties dialog. Global page. Use one setting for all drives colon radio button checked. 2 of 2. To change the selection, press up or down arrow. Alt U.
In this group of radio buttons, the Use one setting for all drives is checked. This group of radio buttons allows me to either assign storage space for each drive on my computer, or globally assign the same percentage for all my drives. The Use One setting for all drives is checked. I'm going to press the Tab key to move to the next control in this dialog.
Tab. Do not move files to the recycle bin. Remove files immediately when deleted. Checkbox not checked. To check, press spacebar, Alt R.
This checkbox is not checked. Checking this option would bypass the recycle bin every time an item is deleted. I'm going to leave this unchecked because having the opportunity to retrieve items from the recycle bin is a nice safety feature, just in case something is accidentally deleted. I'm going to press the Tab key to move to the next control.
Tab, maximum size of recycle bin left parent percent of each drive right parent left right slider 10%. To increase or decrease, use the arrow keys. Alt M.
This control allows us to adjust the percentage of drive space the recycle bin occupies. The default is 10%. If I wanted to adjust this percentage, I would operate this slider by pressing the right arrow to increase the percentage or the left arrow to decrease the percentage. Once again, to get help on how to handle a control in Windows, use the JAWS keystroke Insert plus F1. I'm not going to make any changes here, and I'm going to press Tab to move on to the next control.
Tab. Display delete confirmation dialog box. Checkbox checked. To clear checkmark, press spacebar, Alt D.
The display delete confirmation dialog box is checked by default. If you choose to turn off this feature by unchecking this checkbox, you would not receive the delete warning dialog. I'm definitely going to keep this checkbox checked because I want that warning message. I'm going to press Tab and move to the next control again.
Tab, OK button. To activate, press spacebar.
We landed on the OK button, but since I didn't make any changes in this dialog, I'm simply going to press the Escape key.
Escape.
To make sure that I'm back on the desktop, I'll press my Windows key M again.
Left window M, desktop list view, recycle bin 6 of 14. To move the items, use the arrow keys.